Welcome to the program, A Catholic Catechism. Today's catechism lesson was given in Topeka, Kansas, at St. Helens Catholic Mission. The subject being discussed is the sacrament of confirmation. So get out your pen and your paper for notes, your catechism of the Council of Trent, as well as your Bible. Now pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea and kick back for a relaxing time studying our Catholic faith. Last week we were talking about confirmation, the sacrament of confirmation, and specifically the fruit that's called the fear of the Lord. And we were asking the question, what is the fear of the Lord? And today, we are going to ask a different question. And the question is, how important is the fear of the Lord? The rewards of developing the fear of the Lord are emphasized throughout the Scriptures. In fact, all the things a person would hope to find in the proverbial pot of gold come with humility and the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 22 verse 4 states that the fruit of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and glory and life. There are several scriptural rewards for fearing the Lord, and I'd like to go through some of them. One of the rewards is the strength to turn away from evil. Proverbs 16:6 says, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is redeemed, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." Also, one of the rewards is the knowledge, or knowledge. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge," says Proverbs 1:7, "and fools despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 9 verse 10 talks about the rewards of wisdom. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Proverbs 10 verse 27 refers to the reward of prolonged life. It says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Then there's Proverbs 14, verse 27, and there's the reward of a fountain of life. It says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." Proverbs 15:6, one of the rewards is the basis, that the fear of the Lord is a basis for contentment. It says, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it." Proverbs 15, verse 33. There's the instruction of wisdom that the fear of the Lord gives. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the lesson of wisdom, and humility goeth before honor." Proverbs 3, 7 through 8. Tells us about the healing and refreshment that we receive from the fear of the Lord. It says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be," fear of the Lord, "it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." Psalms 5, verse 7 says, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." So we receive a spirit of worship with the fear of the Lord. And then Psalms 111 verse 5 talks about the reward of God's faithful provision that we receive. "O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. And I gave you a reference of Psalms 111, verse 5, but that was also, part of that was also Psalms 34, verse 9. And let me repeat that again. Psalms 34, verse 9 says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And then Psalms 111, verse 5 says, He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. So if you're struggling with provisions in your life, whether it's physical or spiritual, check out your heart. See if the fear of the Lord is there, because God has a promise to those who fear the Lord. Also, one of the rewards is that we have access to God's salvation. Psalms 85:9. It says, Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. We have the reward of a strong confidence and a refuge in God. Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have hope and a place of refuge. Proverbs 19, verse 23. One of the rewards to the fear of the Lord is you have a satisfying life. The fear of the Lord is unto life, and he shall abide satisfied without being visited with evil. Psalms 25, verse 14. The secrets of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalms 31, verse 19. Those with the fear of the Lord have experiences of God's goodness. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Then there's Psalms 33, verse 18 through 19. We have the reward of God's watchful care and provision. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. There's the reward of deliverance from trouble, Psalms 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. We have the reward of God's mercy, Psalms 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. We have the reward of the Lord's fatherly pity on us. Those who fear him have this reward, Psalms 103, verse 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Psalms 147, verse 11, and tells us of bringing pleasure to God. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. We become God's special treasure when we fear the Lord. Malachi 3, 16 through 17. It says, Then they that feared the Lord spoke everyone with his neighbor often, and the Lord gave ear and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and think on his name. And they shall be my treasured possession, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day that I do judgment. We are taught the ways of the Lord. Those who fear the Lord are taught the ways of the Lord. Psalms 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach, talking about the Lord, him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. We have those who fear the Lord know how to apply, or there's an application of sanctification. It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and of the spirit, bringing sanctification to completion. Ephesians 5:21 talks about the scriptural submission to one another. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Psalms 145, verse 19. It says that it talks about the fulfillment of desires, the reward that we get as those who fear the Lord is fulfillment of desires. It says, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. So I will quickly, again, go over these rewards that we have. And hopefully, if you want, you can go back and write down these scripture verses that you had just heard, or go to our website, and the transcript will be right there, and you can write down the verses and meditate on them and study on the rewards of fearing the Lord. So here they are again. Strength to turn away from evil. We receive knowledge, wisdom, prolonged life, a fountain of life. It's the basis for contentment. We receive the instruction of wisdom. We receive healing and refreshment. We're able to worship the way God would have us. God's faithful provisions we will find. We have access to God's salvation. We have a strong confidence and a refuge in the Lord as we fear the Lord. A satisfying life we will have as we fear the Lord. There's the secrets of the Lord that we will know. The experiences of God's goodness. God's watchful care and provision. Deliverance from trouble. God's mercy. We will receive the reward of the Lord's fatherly pity. Bringing pleasure to God. Will bring pleasure to God as we fear Him. Becoming God's special treasure will become His special treasure as we fear the Lord. We will be taught the way of the Lord. There'll be the application of sanctification. There'll be the scriptural submission to one another. And then the fulfillment of desires. In light of such abundant promises, we should earnestly seek to develop the fear of the Lord. We would be wise to pray along with the psalmist David in Psalms 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name.